divided kingdom, summer mayhem has begun. The few honorable men and women who are bravely upping their game to expose evil and restore our republic have to be noted. At the same time, Luke Skywalker and Princess Leia figures like Paul Joseph Watson and Laura Loomer stand courageously against evil. Their Darth Vader counterparts are exploding unbelievable evils into our summer universe. But we, first of all, have to congratulate the Christian principles of our administration. We applaud President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence. There are some victories, and these are reported on Alex Jones Wednesday, June 5th. Lawsuits against universities to bring back free speech rights. Number two, antitrust actions. Number three, the government has been ordered to stop using the fetal remains in experimentation. Number four, we had said there was a word before that possibly President Trump would invoke the Insurrection Act because we do have a national security crisis on the border, and it looks closer to that announcement. And we heard something so interesting, Lou. This is Elizabeth Cuppet Caverly and my colleague and husband, Lou Caverly, of 35 years. We just celebrated our wedding anniversary on May 26th. Lou, we were both stunned when we heard why Trump became the runner for president, weren't we?
Yes, we were.
Apparently, he knew that at his age, he would have no life, just as you and I have a rather restricted life, and we were talking to our producer. He is faithfully doing that radio work on Global Star Communications, and he says, but on Saturday, his truck leaves, and he is gone. But we're all trying to do our best as patriots because we know how important it is to keep this wonderful country that somebody has called an Elysium on Earth. There's no other country like it. So what we heard was that when Trump, at about age 71, knew that he'd have to give everything up, all the R&R, everything that he did, he would have no family life, probably. But Melania, the story is, came to him and said, you have to run. God told me. Isn't that quite a statement, Lou?
Yes, it most certainly is. Very impressive.
And we are seeing that Vice President Pence stands by his Christian principles, and this is becoming more obvious to us. We were very worried about him in the beginning, but I believe that we can let down our guard. He and his wife seem to be wonderful Christian examples, and we are so pleased with President Trump over there celebrating the 75th anniversary of D-Day. It's appropriate, and it's presidential, and it tells us what your parents and my parents were like, the greatest generation. They were great. And so now we must move on. First of all, we must tell you that our new website is pretty well up and running. There might be some glitches in it. It's DividedKingdomRadio.com. Again, that is DividedKingdomRadio.com. And you can hear us on WWCR. If you're on the Internet, go to WWCR.com. Thursday evenings, click on Transmitter 3 at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. And again, that's WWCR.com. Click on Transmitter 3. And the shortwave is 4.840 megahertz at that 8 o'clock time on Thursday. And it repeats on Saturdays on shortwave on 7.490 at 7.490 megahertz. At 8 a.m. Eastern Time. We can also be heard on the Liberty Works Radio Network, and that time at that website, lwrn.net, again, that's lwrn.net, is 5 p.m. Mondays Eastern Time, repeating at 11 p.m. You can go to their website and see a few other repeating programs that we have during the week, and that's lwrn.net. Well, Lou Caverly and I are bringing you this cutting-edge news program, and we know that it is important, more important than ever, that we keep standing for the truth. Now, we said that there was a lot of summertime mayhem going on. Let's pick it up, Lou.
Elizabeth, here's one more social reengineering project for a new kind of Mother's Day to destroy the family.
Gee, I thought the old one was good enough.
Well, I did too, but I guess we're behind the times. This says Australian primary school drops Mother's Day to make celebration as, quote, inclusive as possible, unquote. This is from the Washington Times, Dateline Friday, May 10th, 2019, by Douglas Ernst. Families who celebrate Mother's Day, and he puts that in quotes, Mother's Day, are stuck in a, quote, binary world, unquote.
Now, you're a math teacher. What does binary mean? I forget.
Binary simply means where there are two choices of something. Binary numbers, for example, are numbers where you write all the numbers using nothing but zeros and ones for computer utilization. So what he's saying is, we're stuck with Mother's Day and Father's Day. We're old-fashioned.
So those are the binary choices, is that right?
That's right. Mothers and fathers.
Hmm.
But that leaves out something. Well, let's read on. Families who celebrate Mother's Day are stuck in a binary world as far as Principal Janet DePiller of Brunswick East Primary School in Melbourne, Australia, is concerned. The Australian school opted to forego Mother's Day this year in favor of Acknowledgement Day. And that's in quotes, Acknowledgement Day instead. Kids were encouraged to bring money on Friday for, quote, handmade and homemade gifts for any special person in your life, unquote. Parents were sent a letter by the principal explaining the move as an act of cultural prudence. And this is in quotes, we will be holding two of these days each year, one to coincide with a traditional Mother's Day and the other to coincide with the traditional Father's Day, the letter read. Yahoo News Australia reported May 8th. And another quote, it is also very important that we make these occasions as inclusive as possible. I sincerely hope that this change in name will show that we as a community recognize that our families are not made up of any particular combination of people and that we no longer subscribe to a binary world, unquote. The principal then apologized for any families that may have been offended and hurt in the past by the recognition of Mother's Day. Australia's Liberty Alliance Party responded by saying the, quote, natural family, unquote, is, quote, a core building block of human society, unquote, and should be protected, the Daily Mail reported. And we have something else here. Excuse me. Depravity, death, and destruction seem to be the name of the game in 2019. Quotes from David Hassani's November 22, 2018 column entitled, Now is the time for NSA to stop frisking children, seem almost tame now compared to the darkest, satanic, murderous assaults we see. That is, we see now on children's bodies and souls, and the attacks on the family unit. Once again, this is entitled, Now is the time for TSA to stop frisking children. The author is David Hassani. The other day, after slogging through a check-in line at one of the nation's busiest airports, dutifully removing my shoes and belt and checking my bag and pockets for other potentially dangerous items, water, loose change, I was pulled aside by a crack Transportation Security Administration agent so we could further investigate the contents of my carry-on. While waiting, I witnessed what looked to be a 10-year-old boy being molested by a 250-pound man. Now, normally, I would have reported this incident to the proper authorities. Any inappropriate contact with a child inside or outside his clothing is a criminal act. But in this case, the proper authorities were the ones feeling up the kid. And the father had already protested the frisking. Although, like all of us, he probably understood that no matter how vociferously he objected to this bit of state-sanctioned criminality, it wasn't going to change anything. Who knows? Maybe the kid had earned the attention of the TSA by sporting that Minecraft hoodie. Or maybe his laptop had set off the explosive detection machine. Or maybe he was randomly picked. The boy looked innocent enough to me, which may have been exactly what the little would-be villain had in mind. When the father inquired, the agent told him, right before touching the son's crotch, that this sort of thing has become necessary because of drug mules using children. The TSA claims that it has employed, quote, modified screening procedures for children 12 and under that reduce the likelihood of pat-down screening, unquote. Is there any evidence of this? And why do we allow any children to be patted down after they've walked through body scanners and metal detectors anyway? There is no plausible reason for a grown person to put his or her hands on a child in this way. Whether his contention about drug mules was true or not, though, you might not be surprised to learn that this kid didn't end up having heroin stuffed in his underwear. Even if he did, is it really worth subjecting hundreds, maybe thousands of boys and girls, not to mention septuagenarians, the disabled, etc., to this kind of search on a daily basis? There has to be a better way.
Well, Lou, we're not very far past celebrating Mother's Day in America, and mothers who lived in the 1940s and 50s would never believe a time traveler going backward to them, informing them that one of their treasured women's magazines could ever print a story like this one to honor mothers for Mother's Day. I believe that this article was torn out of Family Circle for May 2019. When I looked back at it, I noted no magazine logo on the pages I had extracted. Maybe someone was ashamed to have published this, along with still another article in the same Mother's Day issue, May 2019, that had the title, My Mother Was a Sex Worker. Oh, excuse me, I was a little impolite. It was My Mom Was a Sex Therapist. Okay? And the other article is the following. Notes from a Proud Mom and Her Teen Drag Queen. Draw what you want to be when you grow up. My son's kindergarten teacher instructed the class. All the boys turn in stick figures, wielding baseball bats or riding atop fire trucks. Not Marcello. He painstakingly sketched a 60s-style beehive hairdo and declared underneath, I want to be a wig designer. At my son's Orthodox Jewish day school, this wasn't exactly a sought-after profession. We had taken our kids to see Hairspray a few weeks earlier, and in typical Marcello fashion, he became obsessed, the same way he would routinely become fixated with taking apart toys and building robots from scratch. When I picked up Marcello from school, his teacher pulled me aside and, in the sort of hushed tone reserved for a cancer diagnosis, asked, Do you know what your son wants to be when he grows up? Yeah, I replied, without batting an eyelash, a wig designer. I glanced at her shaitel. I'm not sure I'm pronouncing that right. Orthodox woman's wig. It's spelled S-H-E-I-T-E-L, shaitel. A mop of matte brown fibers that looked overdue for an upgrade. And added, wouldn't it be your lucky day if he designed a wig for you? I lifted Marcello into my arms and sashayed away from her and eventually that school. Growing up in the 70s, I had rejected gender stereotypes, so why would I adhere to them now as a mother? Back then, as the only girl in a traditional Jewish family where everything revolved around the boys, I had hungered for a level playing field and been a tomboy. Free to be you and me was my rebel yell. The Marlo Thomas album articulated my own feelings that I didn't have to grow up to be my mother, a doctor's wife confined to a domestic role and physically constrained in girdles. I vowed I'd never wear makeup or get married. Oops, on both counts. But one promise I did keep was not limiting my kids. My girl could have toy power tools, and my boys dress up costumes that didn't skimp on sparkles. So when Marcello began to bust out of gender conventions, I was thrilled he was comfortable in his own skin. I wanted my kids to be all and everything they wanted to be, not a glimmer less. But it wasn't until I noticed my missing makeup routinely resurfacing in Marcello's bathroom that I decided to talk to him. I assured him we loved him unconditionally, no matter what and where with him. He finally told us he was gay. I wondered why it took him so long, but as I've come to realize, self-acceptance is a huge piece of coming out. There's no undoing the toll of bullying on one's self-esteem. You don't want to vindicate those kids who called you a fag. By his senior year, Marcello was ready to come out as Obscura, and that's spelled capital O-B-S-C-U-R-A. nod to his obsession with curiosities and cult figures like the Haunted Mansion's Corpse Bride and Laughing Sal, and that's spelled capital L-A-F-F-I-N-G, capital S-A-L, a freaky animatronic character from 1930s amusement parks. His coming out wasn't a debutante ball, but his high school prom, where he showed up in five-inch heels, a platinum Marilyn Monroe wig, a flouncy purple dress, fake nails that he literally made out of crystals and lashes for days. I remember picking him up after the prom. He had the biggest smile on his face, but he immediately kicked off his heels. As he got into the car, he asked me to loosen his corset, which I did, eliciting the hugest sigh of relief. He's become my mother, I thought, recalling her tortured relationship with shapewear. Fast forward to today. We literally eat, lounge, and live surrounded by candy-colored wigs from a mint-green hairpiece he sculpted into an updo to a lavender finger-wave creation befitting a flapper on acid. He designs these teased-up fantasies not only for himself, but for drag fans all over the country who custom order them. We couldn't be prouder that he's turned his passion into a side hustle while he's in college. I'll admit, things aren't always divine. I don't like fishing wig tendrils out of my glass of rosé. But when I look at my 6'7" in towering platforms, obscura, a glorious riot of shades and shade, I'm in awe. I know it hasn't been easy for him, but he's a shining example of how gender identity is as fundamental to one's being as glitter is to drag. He knew what he wanted to do as a little boy. How many of us can claim we fulfilled our kindergarten dreams? Isn't that totally unbelievable, Lou?
I couldn't believe what you were reading. It just seemed
that's
too far
mother.
Out.
That's a mother.
And the fact that the mother would rejoice in that leads me to wonder how much influence she had over the whole thing.
Well, she had to get her glass of rosé interrupted a little bit, didn't she?
I think she did.
And
yeah.
Mike Adams on InfoWars on Wednesday, June 5th. We're coming to you on June 6th, and if some of you appreciate a program like this with no commercials, you don't have to sit and every 4 to 5 minutes or 8 minutes wait and wait and wait for another snippet of information. We do need some help for July to pay WWCR, so we never want you to help us if you are hurting and do not have money for your food or your care. Do not send us money. We can always use a few postage stamps, and we thank someone who just sent us a couple charming, charming postage stamps. One said love, and the other one had a special bird on it. We really appreciate that, and we thank listener Jim again for his kind words and small donation. Every little bit helps us. So if you would like to help us at all, to send a little cash or a money order, checks have to be made out directly to WWCR, not us. You can send it to Lou, capital L-O-U, Caverly, capital C-A-V is in Victory, E-R-L-Y. The post office box is 28. The address, the town, is Bethlehem, capital B-E-T-H-L-E-H-E-M, Maryland. The zip is 21609. And again, that's P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Mike Adams said on InfoWars that we have to be very, very careful because we are being changed neurologically by everything we see, and this is, of course, by design. The social engineers, starting with Edward Bernays, developed this. And in other words, you and I, Lou, we think we're immune to these things, these strange things that we might see. For instance, when I thought I would relax and try The Bachelorette again, we had turned it off a few years ago because of the innuendos of group sex. And I turned it on the first night. It wasn't too bad. It seemed almost innocent. The second week, the first entertainment that the dates with The Bachelorette went to, it featured drag, guys in drag. It was a performance, and I said, turn it off, Lou, turn it off. Mike Adams said that even though we might think we're immune to everything, these things are put there because there's a part of our brain that is automatic. It takes these things in. And you see, after a while, we're going to have some influences on our thinking. Maybe not profoundly great if we have a strong faith in the Lord, but you know, even the Bible says you're to stay away from things that are harmful. Isn't that right, Lou?
Yes, absolutely.
What
is that? To flee them.
And we're to choose things that are what? Whatsoever is true and lovely, something like
pure,
that?
Yes.
Pure, yes. So we're putting out a warning. Mike Adams said something dire because some of you heard his writing about the great culling that's coming, that the New World Order wants to plan, and we know what's on the Georgia Guidestones in Elberton, Georgia, the monument to the New World Order that they want as a goal to keep the Earth's population in balance at 500 million. That would mean that billions of people will be eradicated. And Mike said he thought that it was very, very important that we hear all of these things that are warnings to us spiritually as well as physically, because he thinks that something big will be coming, and it's on the scale of Revelation, and perhaps only 5% of the population will survive. And now, when we think about this mother, I had to analyze something, too, that what kind of a mother would take her child to see Hairspray? You see, there was the beginning of changing his neurological longings, because she said earlier that he liked to take toys apart. You liked to do that as a child, didn't you? My brother did.
Oh, yes.
Because, you see, you and my brother were both the scientific type. You had to see how everything worked. This was always the case. And when I met you, I chuckled because I knew I had known a little boy just like you in that way. And then, of course, the next time was when he wanted to be a wig designer. And, of course, that was reinforced. The mother kept reinforcing everything. And she had probably grown up under the time that Ms. Magazine was in its reign. And we've heard again that Gloria Steinem was a CIA operative and who was charged with starting Ms. Magazine to break down the family. So what could be clearer? So then, in this article, when we're talking about how our neurological consciousness can be affected, it's interesting, Lou, that it's on light green paper, the whole article, which is sort of a relaxing. We've heard green, I think, is a relaxing color. But there are certain little phrases that are in big black letters. I don't want to say big black letters. They're not. They're in normal print, but they're very black. So these are some of the words. To see Hairspray, a wig designer, coming out. His coming out wasn't a debutante ball, but his high school prom. Do you see how those words are going to acclimate some other women readers that, oh, it's okay. I can encourage my little son to be like this if they're wacky enough, if they're crazed enough. And then we move right on to another article, and this was WorldNet Daily, May 1st, 2019. LGBT mom fine with son 9 dancing in drag at bar. A lawmaker in Ohio introduced a bill banning children from performing in drag at bars after a 9-year-old boy performed a sexually explicit dance routine at a bar with the consent of his mother. What kind of mothers are we producing now in America? These are the mothers who, when Governor Northam asks them, "Do you want to resuscitate your living baby?" We're getting closer to having mothers say no, aren't we?
That's right.
But so far we have mothers willing to take these children to lose their innocence in these pits of depravity. Well, back to the article. Republican State Senator Tim Schaefer said the performance of the child, who was paid by patrons, amounted to sexual exploitation. The Toledo Blade reported, noted ToddStarnes.com. The paper said the boy, identified only as Jake, performs in drag under the name Miss Mayhem. Oh, listen to that. And that's spelled, of course, two words, May, capital M-A-E, and then capital H-E-M. Satan and the culture of death are below all of this. We see this. We see this. Satan wants to kill that little boy, his soul, his heart, his whole being, as part of mayhem, murder and mayhem. Now, the article says he appeared in December at J.D. Henderson's bar in Lancaster, Ohio. The Blade said the proposed legislation would expand the definition of child endangerment to include, quote, a performance that suggests a minor is participating in or simulating sexual activity that, quote, taken as a whole by the average person applying contemporary standards, appeals to the prurient interest, end of quote. But the child's mother is furious. insisting there was nothing wrong with her son dressing in drag and nothing sexual about his performance. She told The Blade her son, quote, is just a guy who likes to dress up and dance and feel pretty. A kind of like Halloween every time. I think I must separate a page. This is important enough to see what her first word was there. He kind of like, no, it's, oh, this is it. This is what she said. It's kind of like Halloween every time he has the opportunity to do it, she said. You see, out of the mouths of babes and imbeciles comes the truth. She doesn't realize that this is Satan taking the soul of her little child, just the way many children are killed and murdered the night of Halloween. You and I never knew that when we put that little light in that jack-o'-lantern and we waited to hand out little candy bars to children, did we?
No,
we did not know.
We did not.
But once you know, it is your absolute duty, Ezekiel 33, to stand up against these things and call it out. The mother said her son is surrounded by, quote, supportive people. 95% of our friends are in the LGBTQ community and are drag queens and are in some type of theater performance, she said. Commenting on the bill, a member of the LGBT community said it sounds good on its face, quote, but the intent and where the proposal came from was done in bad faith. Quote, there is nothing wrong with what he is doing, nothing sexual, nothing inappropriate, said Harvey House Board President Kristen Angelo. The Blade reported a Democratic state senator has changed her mind about supporting the bill. Teresa Fedor of Toledo said Friday in a statement on Facebook that it is, quote, clear to me now that the intent of this bill language is disingenuous, end of quote. Quote, I won't stand for attacks on lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer, and that's in brackets, children, who are uniquely vulnerable to being preyed upon by human traffickers, she said. She called drag performances an art. We shouldn't tell parents they are criminals for supporting a child interested in this art form, she said. It sends the wrong message. This is when a child feeling alone and unwanted will leave home and quickly be susceptible to human trafficking. Lou, I thought that art was something that lifted mankind, something that ennobled us.
Well, you know what? So did I. I guess we must be behind the times.
No, it's time to call this depravity and this Satanism, which is choking our families. It's
yes.
Time to call it out, and we must do it. There's more. We have a lot more. And I think now we go into the school scene, don't we, with the sex ed and the identity talks.
Yes, and first we have something from last summer's WorldNet Daily News that highlighted the TV assault, plus a Michelle Obama library in Long Beach.
Oh, the infamous incident of the drag queen. Oh,
yeah.
Yes, let's listen up to this.
This was dated June 14th of 2018, but it's still very, very, you know, on the ball, as you'll hear when we read some more things. Drag queens replacing Roadrunner Yosemite Sam. Yogi Bear, the Roadrunner, Yosemite Sam, apparently just not cutting it for cartoons these days. Set to debut June 28th, that would have been 2018, is an animated show about, quote, toddler drag queens, unquote, called, quote, Drag Tots, unquote. And it features voicing from famous drag queens, including RuPaul. Then there's the Netflix cartoon, Super Drags. The new programming has advocates for children aghast, said Movie Guide, noting, honestly, it's been over for a while. Quote, more than ever, parents need to be on top of what their children may be watching, because the days of innocent Saturday morning cartoons is officially over. And as I said, they said, in addition, honestly, it's been over for a while. The two new shows are pushing cross-dressing lifestyles on children, Movie Guide said, calling Drag Tots a, quote, disturbing cartoon, unquote. Netflix says about Super Drags, and this is also in quotes, by night they tighten up their corsets and transform into the baddest super drags in town, ready to combat shade and rescue the world's glitter from the evil villains. Get ready, because the super drags are going deeper than you think.
Unquote. And I have to interject here. There will be a little update a little later about the latest Netflix. See, the evil is evolving to ever, ever more sinister darkness, because now Netflix is using a filter that is a slogan for NAMBLA, the North American Boy Love Association. So you see these vows that were made by that so-called gay man years ago, that we will sodomize your sons everywhere. You remember that ferocious assault, that promise, that threat? What he didn't say was, we're going to take your little babies and do it to them first. But pick up the story, Lou.
Yes. Movie God said that what, quote, should now be clear for parents is that you can't trust networks' children programming simply because they deem it children's programming. The filmmakers will insert whatever messaging they desire, and many parents won't notice, unquote. The organization pointed out that many parents leave the channel, I believe that's Disney Channel XD, on for their children as a matter of routine. But it was that channel that, quote, drew controversy last year for featuring a boy princess in an episode of, and this must be the name of the show, Star versus the Forces of Evil. Parents need to be vigilant, the report said. Another quote, whether it be drag queen reading sessions at schools, characters of classic literature being made lesbians, or your local city holding an LGBT pride event, Christians should be ready to pass on biblical values and teachings to their children regarding these issues, unquote. WorldNet Daily reported when drag queen story times were held in various libraries. Last year, the Michelle Obama Neighborhood Library in Long Beach, California, a public facility, presented to children in its Young Readers program a huge array of diversity and quote-unquote inclusion programs, including a visit by a drag queen named, I'm just guessing how you pronounce this, X-O-C-H-I, probably Hochi Mochi, I guess is pronounced. Mochi's visit took place during the Drag Queen Story Hour. That's in quotes, so that's its official title. A collaboration between the Long Beach Public Library, the LGBTQ Center of Long Beach, the Genders and Sexualities Alliance Network, and the LGBTQ nonprofit Imperial Court of Long Beach, according to the Long Beach Public Library's calendar. John Miltimore at the Intellectual Takeout, I guess that's probably a magazine or a newspaper, Intellectual Takeout, reported the St. Paul Public Library in Minnesota held Drag Story Hours, and that's in quotes, Drag Story Hours for children and adults. And here's a media release. It says, St. Paul Public Library will host Drag Story Hour for Families in celebration of Pride. We will live stream the June 11th event on Facebook. And that's quoted from the St. Paul Library's website. Chad Camp, who organizes, quote, queer-friendly events, unquote, in Minnesota, explained, quote, drag pushes people to break boundaries and explore creativity. At a very young age, get this now, at a very young age, we are taught to embrace our differences. Drag not only provides an opportunity to embrace who we are, it allows for us to broadcast and share who we are with the world, unquote. The library says it will live stream its three scheduled events this month and next. The events will feature story reading, songs, and two activists who will, quote, strut their stuff for an over-the-top story hour, unquote. Library officials explained, according to Takeout, that it's part of an initiative that was launched last year to oppose President Trump. The program, We Belong Together, that's its title, We Belong Together, targets Trump's restrictions on people entering the United States from known terror-fomenting countries. Doesn't seem to have a whole lot to do with
strike it at President Trump. When you finish that, tell me, because I want to interject something.
Yes, that's the end of that article.
Yes, I would like to say again, looking back at the article I read from, I believe, Family Circle magazine entitled the one about the drag queen son, as I read that autobiographical sketch by a no doubt sincere mother, you know, my heart did cry out for the lost, the terribly injured souls, the little ones molded and nurtured into the heart of darkness, the celebrity culture of death and depravity. And you can note, when I read my article there, note the child's growing obsession with demonic death figures like the Corpse Bride. We didn't bring that out. But you see, there's always this ominous, murderous hand of Satan there. The social engineers of Satan's coming one-world government and religion nightmare would have all of you and your children become acclimated and accept as normal this mother's glib story. And, Lou, as you read there, what did one of the figures say? This was to tell you who you were at a young age?
Yes, and I wanted to stress that very quote. Let me find that quote again.
Yes, find that. Because as you're finding that, they would have you and your children become acclimated and accept as normal what is truly abnormal and destructive.
Here's the exact quote. This is about the St. Paul, Minnesota Library, quote, at a very young age, not a young age, a very young age.
Yes, the social engineers of the New World Order hope for children to become entranced and coarsened by the bestiality of these things, just the way that cartoon lesson on Family Guy years back about a horse with bestiality was. They hope that would do this goal that we're talking about. And this woman, you see, who apparently is an Orthodox Jew, do we not think there are some other women, maybe a Unitarian Universalist church woman who is an atheist and doesn't really believe in Jesus? And as you heard, I read another woman's story with the little drag queen son at age 8. It's really bad. Now, we're going to move on because there is much more. Lou has now an update article.
Yes, unless we think that that was a isolated event of a year ago that has stopped. Here's something from just a few days ago, May 27, 2019, also from World Not Daily. It's entitled, Libraries Becoming Private Child Corruption Centers. It's bad enough that some libraries encourage little children to perch on the laps of transvestite males as they hear fables about well-adjusted homosexual families in the so-called drag queen story hours featured in some communities. And then those guys turn out to be convicted child molesters, as recently happened in Houston.
Yes, I have to interject there. Alex Jones reported, I believe, that one of them was an axe murderer. Now, whether he wasn't convicted, but at any rate, there was something extremely ominous and sinister there.
Yes, yes. Going on, it says, but other libraries have devised another method for mental molestation of youth. Middle and high schoolers are invited to private, quote-unquote, safe space session with a garishly dressed she-male to explore what drag is all about. And adults are excluded until the public hears and cries foul. It's happening in Delaware County, Ohio, an affluent suburb north of Columbus, and taxpayers are putting up quite a fuss. A June 5th session called Drag 101 is advertised on the teen page of the Delaware County Library website. And here's how the announcement reads. Drag 101, teen program. Curious about the art of drag and no idea where to start? Come learn the basics with former Miss Gay Ohio America, Selena T. West. All genders welcome. Drag is for everyone. Teens only, please. What? No parents? And why not adults? One, suspicions are heightened immediately over any program for a 13-year-old to be unsupervised in a private space with a man who likes to dress as a woman. In a taxpayer-funded library, no less. It turns out it's the half a brainchild of the children's librarian, Becky Woodruff. And now we all feel a lot better. Following the public outcry, one adult will now be allowed to accompany each student. But no other adults will be permitted in the room with the 12 to 17-year-olds they've invited to attend. What are they hiding? At least now the library is doing background checks on the presenters, the director recently revealed. And why weren't they doing that before? Before the public objections. The library director, George Needham, said this on social media, quote, it's very common in our regular teen programming to use the phrase, teens only, please. This is because within teen development, it's very important that they feel like they have ownership over a safe place, unquote. Who made him a psychologist? And does anyone want that in a librarian? No. And he's wrong. Parental oversight, not privacy, with disordered adults is critical during childhood and adolescence.
And now that you've completed that article, Lou...
There's a little bit more.
Is there a little more? Go ahead.
Should I continue then?
Yes, I think so.
I am trying to find the words. This continues the same sentence, I guess. Let me see if I can make that read a little more smoothly. And it's parental oversight, not privacy with disordered adults, is critical during childhood and adolescence to keep kids actually safe from major life-damaging episodes, as well as to protect them from predators. Do we have to worry about predators in the library? Seems that some healthy suspicion is in order. Needham went on to explain that the teens-only phrase is, quote, used to deter young children or teens from attending programs intended for a teen audience. I should have said young children or tweens. Why is that important? Why can't 15-year-old Josh attend with his 9-year-old sister? Unless there are sleazy elements you librarians think teens will keep from their parents, but little kids are more likely to blab. Needham continued, quote, typically parents are also encouraged to give a teen program its own space and wait in a nearby area of the library, unquote. Parents go away. But I say taxpayers rise up. Indeed, these folks crave private sessions with adolescents. And we've seen this before with sex educators and others pushing slimy agendas. Drag 101 is part of, quote, summer reading, unquote. And you thought libraries were safe spaces. The library's board's meeting on May 21st heard from members of the public speaking both against as well as for this event. Their decision? They are not canceling. But hold on, the situation gets even shadier when one finds out that the organizer, a man who calls himself Salinity West, has sexually suggestive images all over the Internet. Who is Selena anyway? If one of these teens arrives at the library courtesy of your tax dollars and likes the drag lesson, surely there will be follow-up contact, right? Are these unsupervised adults allowed to collect cell phone numbers from the private teen audience? And then what? Quote, come down and meet me at the Pride Parade, unquote. If a teen checks him out on the web, Selena, and that's in quotes because that's obviously not his real name, sets an example that is questionable at best. Is this a public relations publicity campaign taxpayers should be funding? Until the recent uproar, this event had no parental notice or permission. Is the library willing to be held legally accountable for any complications as they bypass parents and endanger children? A drag and dressed in gender confusion should create or could create serious emotional disturbances in some adolescent boys. The outrageous promotion of depravity by this library doesn't end with private corruption sessions. The teen page is dominated by pro-homosexual and pro-gender confusion propaganda with an entire LGBTQIA section that links to many groups specializing in child endangerment. GLSEN, the Human Rights Campaign, the local gay youth center, open to children as young as 12, without parental permission or knowledge, the nationwide Children's Hospital Thrive program, which has only one answer to gender confusion in kids, Start the Dangerous Drugs of Transition, ASAP, pro-homosexual legal groups like ACLU and Lambda Legal, and information trashing conversion therapy. Are there no conservatives or people of faith in Delaware County? This page is not a single resource with an opposite viewpoint. They are uniformly urging minor children to go full steam ahead into the high-risk behaviors of homosexual or gender transition. When Adam comes home from Drag 101, eager to start wearing dresses and heels, where do his outraged parents go? If he implicates the library, are the county commissioners and the library board willing to absorb the legal costs of a multi-million dollar lawsuit when Adam is permanently sterilized after he starts opposite-sex hormones? Probably not. Maybe someone should advise the library staff and board, quote, grow up, get responsible, and get a real heart for children, unquote.
This is such an important issue that we'll not complete this today. We will have to be looking at all the other types of satanic overrun of our culture here in America this summer. And we do want to interject that you won't want to miss our next program, because we have Al Cuppet back, and he will be telling you about the old times when his grandfather and other relatives still were in an America that was very strongly biblically literate and loved the Bible. And so I think he'll have a lot to say to you, so you do not want to miss him. If you remember, those of you who don't recall Al, he was a highly esteemed military man, the action officer for the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and he found what he felt was the red and blue list, the pickup list for the Patriots one day, and it had really originated in Nazi times. He then documented foreign police in America. He documented foreign police cars, cars that really aren't legitimate police cars here in America, so much more. But he has given us some very wonderful spiritual programs. Around Easter, we repeated his I Am program. So you'll want to tune in next week to the Divided Kingdom to hear that. And now I must interject, because this, the core of this program has to refer to a woman named Tracy Shannon, because what Lou and I were saying to you, we just can't imagine that our America has changed in this way, and that there would be mothers and fathers who would permit this destruction of their children. Well, this was one grandmother who is going to stand up. So you can go to massresistance.org. Those are two words, massresistance.org, and follow what they're trying to do in this type of situation. And as a background, Alex Jones on InfoWars talked about the international pedophile ring and how high up in the Illuminati these things go on. And back in earlier cultures, men were dressing up with red hair, red noses. I think he said as far back as Egypt, because these were like the medicine men, I believe. And so this thing has been going on a long time, in which the drag queens are disguised as clowns. This is an international cult. And Alex says, now you only have to look out your front door to the public school or the library where kids are being brought in to have this kind of a, what would we call it, this transgression, transformation, I guess I would call it. And so he talked about some photos of children where there was a man and there were men dressed like vampires, and they were holding a rubber chicken. And this is symbolic, you see, of calling the young boys chickens. That's what the gay men would refer to them as. And then children on their laps were being given roses, and they were asked to pet the chickens. It's horrible. We hate to really have to bring this out, but it's so important that we do it. So Alex said, this is America 2019. The energy of children is sacred, said Alex Jones. And you see, that's why when we get into the exposés of Ted Gunderson, we think he was murdered trying to expose Satanism. The killing of children, you see, would give the New World Order people more of their energy, supposedly. And Alex, Lou, brought up yesterday the fact that some of the very wealthy people there in Texas, where he grew up with a lot of oil millionaires or billionaires, whatever, they would buy children's blood in order, you see, to stay young. Isn't that horrible?
Yeah.
We heard stories that were we couldn't really corroborate this, but Al Gore was supposed to be a blood drinker. So you see, there is this vampiric effect in all of this. So Tracy Shannon, I think she might have gone to the library to try to put in a Christian program. And this was in Houston. And she learned that you could not have any kind of religion allowed in the library. And that could mean even Muslim, Islam. No, there could be no library religion there. But she tried to get in something of a Christian nature, but no, nothing like that. And then she began to find out what was going on, that Actually, the Houston mayor was for continuing this drag school setup. And Alex's people really need to get into their libraries and find out what is going on. And we have to segue back just a little bit. We remember that in Louisiana, the Lafayette, Louisiana council meeting, there was a clip of a man telling the people he's a drag queen and he'll be entertaining the children. And we're trying to groom our next generation of your children as ours. That's about as blatant as a tell-all as you could get, Lou.
That's exactly right. Yes.
He was telling them, we're going to destroy your children. And in Denver, Colorado, they don't even notify parents that the drag queens are coming to the school. And Alex says these men are disguised because many of them, many cases, they've been in jail in England and U.S. And Tracy Shannon on the website talked about these clips that showed men in bondage outfits, etc. And she said, now remember, she's a grandmother, wrong-headed parents bringing kids in for, quote, love and diversity. What kind of love is it, Lou, that destroys a child's self-esteem?
Well, very simple. It's not love at all.
It's really hate.
I'd call it that, yes.
It's destruction. It's murderous. And so Tracy Shannon revealed that the American Library Association has colluded. You can be a secret agent promoting drag queen story hour. And this was sort of said, I think, by someone, and I don't want to quote his name unless I really know that what it was. And Alex says law enforcement is not doing their job, but a grandmother is. The top elite are involved in this, and we have known that. Actually, yesterday on June the 5th, Alex talked about it was well known, and I think it's coming out maybe in some of our, even our MSM, that the elite liked to harm Down's syndrome children and retarded children. And I believe that he said that was first revealed by Ted Gunderson's research on his program. They like to do this. Isn't that hideous?
Yes, absolutely.
Just absolutely hideous. As a man, I know, I won't ask you on air, but I know what you feel like doing.
Oh, yes.
You don't need to say it, but I know that what you would do if this
yep.
was your child.
Oh, yeah.
And Tracy Shannon said there are no boundaries. There's arrogance. The LGBT feel no scrutiny should be there. And Alex said the LGBT are fiends. You do background checks for teachers, for volunteers, for churches. Yes, we have a listener, a dear listener, who has given her all to her church as a church pianist for maybe 20 years. And about 2 years ago, they made her take a background check. And we thought that was really terrible. You know, with these clergy response teams, are they gone? Or are they just underground waiting for the president after Trump? God help us, because we're partly in judgment. We have to be with these borders the way they are. And so Tracy Shannon got this story time, a traumatic, what do I want to call it, nightmare, canceled for a while. But, you see, they're going to be working on it again. They're working on it. And Alex Jones pointed out very cogently how this thing is so well coordinated worldwide. You wouldn't expect that to just be the case, would you, Lou?
No, and I agree with him, because all of a sudden you start reading about this, and it boggles the mind to think that this was just sheer coincidence that all these different libraries decided to have this.
And we brought out before the Franklin cover-up, the Boys Town, flying the boys on the jets down to D.C. It is a worldwide thing. The Penn State, the Catholic Church, the Roman Catholic Church, the priests, all of that that went on in Pennsylvania and other states. This is a very high network, and we think it goes up to royalty. We remember there was a body found on the royal grounds in one of the countries a few years ago, right after there had been a newlywed in the royal family. Alex actually brought out the bloodlines studied by Fritz Springmeier years ago. There was a book on it, The Illuminati Bloodlines, and he claims that Prince Charles spends half the year in Dracula's castle because they have a lineage, a blood lineage, from the Transylvanians, I guess. You know, we don't know. We can't prove that all this is right. But what we can say is that there's a great spiritual evil that is opposing Christianity. And sometimes things that look good aren't that good. There was actually a clip of this little boy named Desmond in a video, and he was with the so-called axe murderer, I think, and this child performs in drag bars, and Alex said he looked like he was on ketamine, and that's used to end pain. It's like a date rape drug, I think. So you see, so these men can keep raping the child. It's just horrible. And Tracy said that she had seen babies as young as 18 months old carried in to these drag things. And Tracy said maybe the Antichrist is at the head of all this. Well, we think Satan is at the head of all of it, absolutely. The Club Kids movement, that was something too. The founder was the axe murderer. Bring your impressionable children to the screen. We hope they'll become drag queen performers. That was a quote from someone. And Alex says they blackmail mayors and so forth and so on. And then they say, we want your children. And Tracy says she'll continue to fight till all the story hour drag queen venues are gone. We hope she will. And she said, who's funding it? Who's funding it? And Alex was told that Houston was used as a Super Bowl safe zone for mass sex crimes. Now do we see the big link glue to the world, the celebrity world, all of the things that are going on? It's
yes.
Satan. It's Satan's world, isn't it?
Oh, it is.
The money, Alex
yes.
said, the currency of the world government is infanticide. I thought that was one of the more profound things Alex Jones ever uttered. The currency of the world government is infanticide.
Yeah, yep.
And the city councils are drunk on the blood of the innocents. And I'm not familiar with the story of Dracula, but he said that's Renfield, an inductee, a man dressed as a woman. You're familiar with Renfield, sort of like an accessory, and he brings the people.
Something like that. It's been a while since I've read the story, but I think so.
Yeah. And so where are the men to defend our country and their children? God is going to say, I never knew you. And Stephen King's novels aren't quite so good because he can write all these stories about the clown. We have a lot more to tell you later on. But we must keep our eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ and keep praying for President Trump and Vice President Pence as they stand against evil and try to save the borders of our country. Thank you for listening to The Divided Kingdom. Good night.